Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph. We are on the bottom of Mem Amud Beis. One, two, three, four lines from the bottom. Amar Avuna Ber of Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. Today's Daf is sponsored by Simcha Klein and Family, Lila Nishmas, Rivka Bas Yehuda Dov. Shalom Shav and Aliyah. Amar Le Rav Nachman Ber Yitzchak Le Rav Huna Ber of Yehuda, Acharoses Kamamar or Achardel Kamamar. Was it on Acharoses he said that word, or on Chardel that he said that word? Which one did you say the word about? So Amalei, Amai Nafkamina, what's the difference? What makes a big difference? Lorf Kahana, Tamar of Kahana, Machlokas Lotor Chardol. The whole Machlokas is about Chardol. Avol Tocharoses, Dever HaKol Yisrof Miad. Everyone agrees that if you added in flour into Charoses, everybody would agree you have to burn it because the Charoses makes Chametz right away. Amalei Lo Shmeli, Kamal Lo Svirle. I didn't hear that, meaning I don't agree with that. Amar Rav Ashi, Kavoset Rav Kahana Mistabra. I think Rav Kahana is right. But the Amar Shmuel, Ein Halacha Rav Yosi. When we say that Halacha is like, not like Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi, about what? About the fact that vinegar, whether or not vinegar creates more chametz. My lav tzmusihu delo tzametz. It doesn't create hachamia math mafua, but it somehow promotes chametz. So therefore, the same thing should apply by charoses as well, that it basically flour will promote chametz. Lo demolot sauces is v'lo chamua chamua. Now it doesn't do anything. Fine, we finished that gemara. That was a hard gemara yesterday. Next, for some reason out of left field, the Mishnah spoke about the mitzvah of you have to roast the korban pesach. Out of left field, that comes up. We're talking about matzah and chametz, nitty gritty of taroves and. We're getting to Tarovas starting tomorrow already. It's going to be very hard Gemara, very hard. Monday, quite difficult Gemara about mixtures and the halachas of rove and all that stuff's coming up. All of a sudden, the left field, the Mishnah throws in, oh, by the way, you have to use only roasting and you can't use water. It's like it doesn't belong here. Says the Gemara, Eim Mevashlan, you know how to cook the Karban Pesach. Only roasted. Tanur Rabbanan, B'mayim. It says in the Torah you can't use mayim. Ain't the elab mayim. So I only know you can't use water. Sharmashki minayin. How do I know you can't use any liquid? Well, a malta kalvachomer. It's a kalvachomer. Ma mayim. Shein mafigin time on asurin. Just like water, which doesn't add any flavor to the meat. Is asur, doesn't add any flavor. So sharmashkin, other liquids, shein mafigin time on, that they add on flavor. So lo kalshkin, they're for sure asur. They're for sure aser. Says Tosfos, one second. If that's the case, then it's a kal v'chomer. And you're not allowed to give a punishment from a kal v'chomer. So what if somebody makes the carbon pesach and he roasts it in beer, which gives flavor. People do that, right? They have beer in the... So it's an ingredient. So water doesn't do anything. Water is aser. What about beer? It's for sure aser. Then how can you get malchus for that? We have a rule, ein onshin min adin. How could you get malchus for that? Right? So Tosfos says, it's not really a kal v'chomer. It's something called, he recalls like this, it's eino kal v'chomer, ela megale. It's just megale, the bishul airi af b'shar mashkin. The bishul applies in any liquid. Why does the Torah say mayim? What should the Torah say? Give a list of 1,000 liquids? Water and this and... The Torah's not going to do that. Water doesn't mean only water. It means everything that's a liquid. It's not a kal v'chomer in the classic sense of a kal v'chomer. It's just a gilui. And therefore, you can get malchus for it. That's the best answer I could tell you. Right? The question's still better than the answer, no?
I think it makes perfect sense.
Yeah? Right.
You still would never be able to list every possible liquid.
Right. So the Torah says mayim, and it includes... The Gemara uses the words... It doesn't really mean that. It's not a classic kalvachomer. Yeah.
The Mishnah says, well, mashkin.
What? No, but how do you know that?
How
do you know that? The Torah says only mayim. Maybe only mayim. No, just that. What do you mean only mayim? Mayim is just the opposite. Mayim has no taste. And mayim doesn't add any flavor. And that's also, so for sure everything else is also. That's one manda omar. That's the Tanakama. Rebbe Omer. No, it says ba mayim. Ainli ela mayim. Shar mashkin minayin. How do we know about other liquids? Talmud Lomar. It says in the Torah, uvashal muvushal. double lashon, uvashal mevushal mikol makom. Right? The full pasuk says, al tochlo mimenu na uvashal mevushal b'mayim. Don't eat it na. Don't eat it cooked. Ki im sli'esh. Only roasted. Right? Says Rashi, uvashal mevushal. Look at this Rashi. Rashi says, ribuyahu. Why does it so say two words? Uvashal mevushal. The havelin lemichtav, na. It could have said, don't eat it, na. Umevushal. Rashi removed the first word, the first bishal. It says, ubashal mevushal b'mayim. Why do you need both? You only need one. Oh, from the other one I learned, all the other liquids too. Rashi took out the first bashal. There's two words, bashal mevushal. Rashi took out the first one. Why did Rashi take out the first one? There's a whole lot of discussion why Rashi did that. Anyway, may benayhu. What's the difference between these two sources? Do you learn it out from the fact that kal v'chomer, or do you learn it out from the fact that it says a double lashon bashal mevushal? And the answer is tamul lomar may benayhu ik benayhu tzli keder. The difference is a pot roast, which is on the fire with water. Rashi says shemavashlan oso bekadera. You're cooking it in kadera below mayim, without water, ubelo shomashke, no other liquids either. Ella, mayim, there is liquid, because otherwise it'll burn the pot. It's mayim hanitpalin hanitflatin mimishmeno. It's the juices of the meat itself. When you roast, the juices of the meat itself don't go back into the meat. Right? Doesn't happen. You have a barbecue. Don't go back into the meat. They just drip down. Don't go back into the meat. That's no liquid. But over here, it's cooking in its own juices. No water, but its own juices. Is that a problem? Can it cook in its own juices? That's machlokas. Laman di'alaf lemi kal v'chomer. If you learn out of a kal v'chomer, hachashari, it's mutter. However, le Rebbe di'alaf mi ribuya hanami bashal mevushal. According to Rebbe, it would be aser. Any bashal mevushal, it's cooking. Okay, that's the only difference. V'rabbanon. Now, according to the Rabbanon, the Gemara calls the Tanakama the Rabbanon. Hi, bashal mevushal me'av delay. What do they do with the extra bashal mevushal? It's extra. What do they do with that? They use it for the following part. Bashlu, v'yachakach tzalu. What if you cook it, and then afterwards, you roasted it? Is that good? Or, shetzalu, you roasted, v'achakach bishlu, and then you cook it. Chayev, yichayev. What do you mean, yichayev? You're not yotzi mitzvah. And if you eat it, you violated the mitzvah of not eating roasted Korban Pesach. Bishlam, now one second, says the Gemara, Bishlam of Bishlo, if I cook it, V'achakach Tzolo, and then I roast it, Chayiv on Chayiv, Da Bishle, it was cooked. Roasting it afterwards can't undo the cooking. That can't happen. Ella, the other way, Tzolo, but if I roasted it, V'achakach Bishlo, then I cook it afterwards, Hatzliyeshu. It's Sliyesh. So what did I cooked it afterwards? It's Sliyesh. Amai, what's the problem? Amar of Kahana, Hamani, Rabbi Yosihi, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. Tetanya, Rabbi Yosi holds, Yotin birikikin, you can be yote with matzah, we're talking about matzah here, rikikin are wafers, hasharui, that have been soaked, umevushal, and then cooked, shaloni muach, that as long as it doesn't crumble, that it's all consistent, devir emeir. Rabbi Yosi omer, yotin birikik, hasharui, now I agree about the wafers, I agree with that, avalob umevushal, but you can't use it in mevushal. Afal pi shaloni muach. Even if it doesn't crumble. What do you see from here? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the bishal afterwards is going to be mevatel the previous cooking, which is why matzahs have to be baked, not cooked. So says Rabbi Yossi, if you make a matzah and then you bake it, then you cook it afterwards, tayotze. Why? Because it undoes the previous baking. So too over here. Cooking undoes the previous roasting. That's why it's a problem. Right? So if that's the case, asks the Igle Tal, then one second. Then if you cook the Korban Pesach and then roast it, why is it aser? Why don't we say it undoes the previous cooking? Oh, that's the answers. So what's going on here? See, matzah, we say, Rashi says, well, the cooking undoes the previous baking. So why don't we say that? Why don't we say that the roasting undoes the cooking by the carbon pesach? They can't say that because once you cook it, it's a puzzle. You can't undo the puzzle. You can't get rid of it. Okay. Ula Amar Fil Tamer Reb Meir. Now you can even say that even Reb Meir, who allows his double cooking, even he would say that it's a problem with roasting. Why? Shani Hacha Damar Kro Vashal Vashal Mikal Makom. Because here there's a difference. It doesn't say about matzah how to bake it. Matzah means matzah. Here it says Vashal Mavushal. So you can't do a double cooking. Tana Rabbanan Yachol Tzalu Kol Tarcha Yehichayev. I would think if you cook it all the way, you're chayev. Kol Tarcha. What does that mean? Rashi says, look at this Rashi. Rashi's right here. Yachol, you told the kol tarcho that you roasted it. The achakach bishlo, and then you bake it, then you cook it. Yei chayev, you can be chayev. V'hai tanahu de'amar le'el tzel of achak bishlo chayev. That's Rashi's first pshat. Lishna achwina. No, that's the wrong pshat. Yachol, I would think tolo kol tarcho. What does it mean tolo? You roasted kol tarcho. Deshavi charucha. You burn it. You roasted it too much. Too roasted. Kid the mefarish yehayev, and then yehayev. The lav tsliyeshu, that's not called tsliyesh. What does tsliyesh mean? Tsliyesh means roasted. Al ella kali esh v'sarof. This is burnt. You burnt the meat. Happens. People do that. They burn the meat. Oh well, you know what? It's still good. No, that's not right. That's already no good. V'ze ikur. That's the real pshat. Says Rashi. Firishon ain't a klum. The first thing I said about the machlokas before, that's wrong. The issue is you burned it, you cooked it, you baked it too much. Back to the Gemara. Talmud lomar al talchal menu na ubuvashal mevushal b'mayim. You can't eat it na, which we're going to learn is partially cooked or cooked in water. Na ubashal b'tushal martilach. Those are the problems. Velo shetzalu kol tarcho. But not if you made it too much. Too roasted is not a problem. It's a problem. Hey chidami, what does that mean? Amar of Ashi, deshavi charucha. You made it into a piece of like singed. It's too roasted. It's not good. Tana Rabbanan, yachal. I would think ochal kezayis chay yehichayev. What if you eat raw meat? It's not roasted. You chayev for that? I come to the seder and they serve me raw meat. Am I chayev for not eating it? So. Talmud Lomar, no. Al tochlo menu na uvashal vushal. Na uvashal vushal martilach. That's only a problem. V'lo chai. Chai is not a problem. Yachol yei mutter. So maybe it's mutter. Talmud Lomar, no. Ki im sli'esh. Yeah, it has to be roasted. So there are three mitzvos in this pasuk. Don't eat it na. Don't eat it mevushal. And yes, eat it sli'esh. It's mitzvah asei. So if you eat it raw, you're not eating it sli'esh. Not over an avira. Of not roasting it, be not over the mitzvah. You're not making the mitzvah, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says yachol yehi mutter. I would think it's mutter. Lechol mimenu chai lechatchila. I can eat it raw. Dafilu isur namil. There's no isur. There's no isur in that. I didn't eat it raw. I didn't eat it cooked. I didn't eat it half cooked. No isur in that. Tamad lomar al tochol mimenu na ki im sliyesh. This is not sli. Now Rashi says something extremely controversial. He says, lav shebeklolos. It's a lav shebeklolos. What does a lav shebeklolos mean? A lav shebeklolos means a lav that says one thing, but it includes 100 things. Or includes more than one thing. Right? V'hai tana savar ain lokin a lav shebeklolos. This tana holds, you don't get malchus on a lav shebeklolos. Generally, you don't get malchus on a lav shebeklolos. We're going to see in a minute, someone holds you do. So what does it mean a lav shebeklolos? Because it says, only eat it roasted. What if I eat it like this? Or 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 like this? So many different things it could be. Therefore, it's a lav shebeklolos. It includes 100 things. And therefore, you don't get malchus if you eat the carbon pesach in one of those 100 ways. Problem with that is it's not a lav. It's an aseh. That's the kash on Rashi. It's an asay. What does that Torah say? You must eat it roasted. And what if I eat it raw? It's not roasted. That's not a lav. Right? You violated an asay. Now there's two ways you can violate an asay. You can violate an assay by not doing the assay.
Or by doing it wrong.
I could violate the assay of not wearing tefillin. And I wear tefillin. I stayed in bed. I didn't put a tefillin on. So I'm a violated the assay. I'm a vatal the assay. I can also violate the assay by putting on the wrong thing for tefillin. It's not a lav. No matter what, it's not a lav. That's different. That's an iser assay as opposed to mivavatala. I don't bench. I didn't bench. So I'm a vatal assay. I didn't bench. I'm supposed to bench. That's one thing you could do wrong. Another thing you could do wrong is you could say the wrong benching. It's not a lav. So here Rashi's saying, if you eat a raw, it's a lav. But it's a lav super close. You don't get malchus for it. Because you can eat it in so many wrong ways. Says Tosfos, it's not an assay. It's not a lav. It's an assay. The assay is eat it roasted. There happens to be two lavs connected. Don't eat it cooked. And don't eat it nah. Whatever nah is. So if you eat it in one of those two ways, you tackle over a lav. Eating it raw is not one of those two things. It's not a lav. It's not raw. It's not raw. It's not nah. And it's not a bushel. Rashi is very difficult. Tosfos says, I don't know what Rashi is talking about. It's not a lav. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Next. Where am I? Tamad Lomar Kiyim Tzliyesh. Hechi Damina, what does Na mean? Amar Arav Kid Amri Parsoi Avronim. Like the, it's like half cooked, right? In Persian it's called that. Amar Chista Hamavashal B'chamei Tiveri B'Shabbos Potter. If you cook with chametz tiveri on Shabbos, you potter. Why? Because chametz tiveri is heated from the earth. It's not considered cooking. Pesach shebishlu b'chametz tiveri chayev. But Pesach that's cooked with chametz tiveri, you're chayev. Why chayev? You're chayev malchus if you ate it. Why? Because it's Rashi says mayonos rochsin, boiling hot springs. What does that mean? Because you cooked it. Now. Of course, the Rishonim point out, the Paradis Yosef Achronim point out, it doesn't mean the Chametz Tiveria. Because how do you get your Korban Pesach to Tiveria? You're not going to leave Yerushalayim. What are you doing in Tiveria with your Korban Pesach? It doesn't make any sense. What it means is, can't mean that. That's what Rashi says, hot springs. If you find hot springs in Jerusalem, you can't use those. Why? Not allowed to cook.
Why do you have to say, if you're not allowed to cook, who cares what type of...
So why are we even mentioning it? Maishno de Shabbos, what's the why Shabbos different? The low told us Eish be'inon, because the Maishno Shabbos de low. Why are you not chayiv if you cook with chametz tiveria? The answer is, the told us Eish be'inon v'leka. It's not called told us Eish, it's called told us earth. And therefore it's not considered Eish, you're not chayiv. So Pesach Nami, lav told us Eishu. So Pesach, same story. It's not told us Eish, it's not really cooking. Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, my chayiv diktoni. No. What do you mean? What did I say when I mean you're chayiv? Dika'avar mishum tzoliyesh. But it's not roasted. Ein echanami. It's not considered cooking. But it's not roasted. Right? Right? Rashi says, lav de lo tochal kiyim tzoliyesh ikka. You're over the lav of kiyim tzoliyesh. It's not a lav. As Tosfos pointed out. It's not a lav. V'lav lo lav de bishul ein echanami. You're not over the lav of bishul. It's not considered cooking. And you know what? He holds you are loka alav shavachlovos. Okay? Yeah. Rav Chiya bereid Rav Nassan masni lahad Rav Chista abahedya. Amr Rav Chista said, I'm vashal b'chamei tiveria b'shabes pater. Uv Pesach shebishlo b'chamei tiveria chayev. Yechayev on Pesach. She'avr alav mishum tzliyesh. Because you were over tzliyesh. So what does it mean chayev? Chayev malchus? How could Rav Chista hold that? It's not a lav. Unless he holds it, if you're over an Isser Aseh, you're chayav a lav? You're chayav malchus for that? That's a funny thing. Amar Rava. Ochlu na, listen to this. Ochlu na, Logan Shtayim. If you eat it na, you chayav twice. Why you chayav twice? It says Rashi on top. Mishum lo tochal na. First you're not allowed to eat it na. Torah says, don't do that. So what Rashi's doing is, what these Amorim are doing is, when it says in the Pasuk, Al tochla mimenu na, don't eat it na, uvashal mavushal, don't eat it, vashal mavushal, ki im tzliyesh, don't eat it, unless it's roasted. The words lo tochlu go in all three things. So therefore it's halav. Don't eat it, nah. Don't eat it cooked. And don't eat it in any way other than roasted. So therefore it becomes a lo saseh. It becomes a lo saseh. You chayev twice. What do you chayev twice for? One for nah, and one for violating the law of don't eat it unless it's roasted. We thought it was an asay. Only eat it roasted. Now say, it's not an asay, it's a law. Don't eat it if it's not roasted. That's what the Torah wants us to do. Don't eat it if it's not roasted. So if it's not roasted, it's a law. And you chayev twice. Why chayev twice? Once for nah, and once for ikim tliyesh. Right? Mevashel lo kishtayim. If you mevashel, you chayev twice. Number one, you ate it cooked. And number two, you ate it not in a roasted way.
Do we have anywhere else where an asay is actually allowed?
Yes, we're going to get to it in 1 second. Na umavushal, lo kishalosh. If you eat it na and mavushal, if that's even humanly possible, to have a na and mavushal at the same time, and if you do that, you pull that off, you chayev three times. Abaye omer, ain't lokin a lav shebecholos. No. You don't get makas on lav shebecholos. What does it mean, lav shebecholos? Says Rashi. The kol el bo kol mini bishulam. It includes a million ways of cooking something. She'enon tzuya la'asar. And if it's not roasted, you're asar? You're asar. It's true, it's asar. But it's that you don't get makas for it. Because it includes a million different things. Ikad amri. Others say, no. Tartahu de lo laki, chadami halaki. You don't get two makas for it. You get one. Which one? Whichever one you did wrong. You ate it na, you get malchus for that. You don't get a second malchus. The second malchus is a lav shebecholos. Don't eat it in any way that's not roasted. That you can do that in 5,000 ways. To that you don't get malchus for that. You ate it na, you get malchus. You ate it mavushal, you get malchus. Ikad amri, chadanami lo laki. You don't even get one malchus. Delo miyached lava kalav de chasima. Because it doesn't specify the lav like the lav of lo sachsum shor b'disho. Okay, what does that mean? Doesn't specify the lav. I'm not sure what this means because we're talking about the lav of no. So that's it's a specific lav. I'm not 100% sure what this means. You know. For example, the Ramban points out the on Yontif. That doesn't apply on Shabbos. On Yontif, there's a lav, and I'll do malach on Yontif. You don't do malach on Yontif. You're not allowed to drive a car on Yontif. You're not allowed to write a letter to your friend on Yontif. What if you do? What's the Aveira? What's your punishment if you write a lav? On Shabbos, you get Misa. What about Yontif? It's only a lav. You get Malchus. Ah, it's a lav Shabbos. The Torah said, lo sasa kol malacha. Don't do malacha. But it means 39 things. 38 things, 37 things. It's something's a mutter on Yontif, right? So isn't that a lav Shabbos also? Isn't that a lav shebechol? Torah says one thing and it includes 30 things. Isn't that a lav shebecholos? So the Ramban says, no, it's not a lav shebecholos. Why not? I'm not 100% sure, but just to raise the issue, you know, this is the issue here, not 100% sure. Rav Amar, here we go, Jeff. Achal zug. If you ate the seed of a, if you're a nazir, and you ate the seed of a grape, lo kishtayim, yichayev twice. Why yichayev twice? Because it says in the Torah, Rashi says, Nazir sha'achlu, a Nazir is not allowed to eat anything grape related. It says, Mishum zog lo yochal, you're not allowed to eat zog, which is a seed, Umishum mikol asher yasim migefen hayayim, and anything that's made from a grape seed, you're not allowed to eat that. Mechartan viadzog, do yochal koinami amikol asher yasim. So it includes two averas. Number one, I ate it from a seed. And then to anything that comes from a grape. Chartzon, if I ate the peel, also lo kishtayim. I'm chayav twice. Number one, I ate the peel. Number two, I ate something from a grape.
It's a little strange, because then if you eat a whole grape, you're chayav for eating the peel, or you just ate a grape.
Zog v'chartzon, if I ate both, lo kishlosh. I'm chayav three times. Abaye omer, ain loka, lav shebecholos. Absolutely not. Chayav once. Right? Rashi says, "Ain lokin al mikol asher yaseh." You're not over for that. When anything comes from a grape, you're not over for that. The lav beklolos, the lav shebeklolos, because that's the lav shebeklolos. Shekolel chartzanim v'zagim v'anavim lachem yivashim v'olam v'lulavim. It includes everything. It includes the leaves. It includes everything.
It's a lav. It's not an
asay. It's a lav. It's a lav. But it's a lav shebeklolos.
Right. But how does that apply to eating it tzli and eating it, no.
No, the point is if you make the tzli into a lav, it's the exact same thing. You can only eat it you're not allowed to eat it unless it's tzli.
So what's up to making everything into a lav?
What?
Then why not make everything?
How do you make tefillin into a lav?
Rabbeinu
Tam. No, how do you do that? You have to wear tefillin. You want to say you're not allowed to go through the day without wearing tefillin? Doesn't say you can't say that.
Because you don't have curries. You don't make the
curries. No, not even curries. How do you make benching into a lav? Don't not bench.
It's an assay.
Eat the carbon pesach. Eat the carbon pesach. It's an assay. Eat the carbon pesach.
What? Make the carbon pesach. This is how you have to do it.
Right.
That's not like it's.
Exactly. That's why it's not a lav. That's why it can never be a lav. But this could be a lav. Because the pasuk starts off, don't eat. Don't eat it raw. Don't eat it cooked. Don't eat it unless it's roasted.
So if you bench on
Shabbos... Depends where you put the comma. Lo sochu. Don't eat it. No. Vashma vashal. Kim tzliyesh. Is it an assay? Is it a separate clause? Only eat it...
So you're saying initial lav and make the assays into a lav.
Exactly.
Before.
Exactly. What for? No, bushel and tliyesh, 23.
If you bench on Shabbos and you don't say what it says, so you've done nothing.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So is it not a proper lumatolic?
So that's not a lav. What is that?
The difference would be, I think, is if it would say, and don't bench the following way.
Exactly.
That's the, it doesn't say don't wear the following clothes.
Exactly.
Right.
Ikad Amri, Tarti Hudalaki, Chadami Alaki. Again, you don't get two, you get one. Ikad Amri, Chadanami Alaki, you don't even get one. Dulumiyachet Alave Alav de Chasima. Because it's not written like Alav de Chasima. Okay. Tanar Abanan, Achal Kazayis Na Mi Bod Yom. What if you ate a Kazayis of Na, but it was Erev Pesach? So, you didn't do anything wrong. You know why? It's not the Seder net. Putter, you're putter. Kazayis na mi shechatecha chayiv. Ah, you eat a kazayis at night, at the Seder, you chayiv for that. Achal kazayis tzli bod yom. If you ate a kazayis of tzli in the day, lo pasal atzma b'nei chabura. Because Allah says, if you're part of one chabura, and then you go eat the korban pesach somewhere else, you ruin your chabura. So what if I ate tzli, but in the middle of the day? Erev pesach, I ate it already. The answer is nothing. It's not the zman now. So it doesn't kick you out of the chabura. Kizayis tzli b'shechatecha, but if you eat a kizayis of tzli at night, pasatz b'nei chabura, you throw it out of the chabura. Tanya idach, yachalacha kizayis na mibod yom yechayiv. I would think that if you ate a kizayis of na mibod yom, you'd be chayiv. V'dinhu, and there's a kalvachomer, you should be chayiv. It's very difficult kalvachomer. Ma b'shah sheyashno b'kum ochal tzli. At the Seder, there's a mitzvah to eat it roasted. Yesh no b'bal tochal na, and there's an avera to eat it na. So b'shal she'ema b'kum achol tzli. So at a time when there's no mitzvah to eat it tzli, meaning Erev Pesach, eno din she'yesh no b'bal tochal na, so for sure there's an avera not to eat it na. That's a little bit funny logic. Although, no, b'shal she'ema b'kum achol tzli, when there's a time where you can't be mekayim the mitzvah, meaning Erev Pesach, yesh no b'bal tochal na, there's still an isra of eating it roasted. Of eating it na. B'shar sheyeshno b'kom ochal tzli. When there is the mitzvah of eating it tzli, which means at the Seder, eno b'bal tochal na. You're not going to be over about na. Al tatame, don't worry about that. Don't question it. Shari huter mechlalo etzel tzli. Because we allow you to eat it tzli. Tamad lomar atochal menu na u'bashal boshal b'mayim kiim tzliyesh. Shein tamad lomar kiim tzliyesh. U'ma tamad lomar kiim tzliyesh. The only time that the Isser and the Heter go together is at the Seder, when they both apply. Doesn't apply in the afternoon. At the time when there is no mitzvah to eat carbon pesach in the afternoon, there's no Isser to eat it na. And if you eat it na, you don't do anything wrong, and they kick you out of the chabura. Rabbi Omer, ekrani bishel. Matamad lomar mevushel. Again, why is it double lashon? Shiachol ainly ella bishulo mishachashecha. Ainly would think that it's awesome if you cook it at night. Bishulo mibod yom minayin. What if you cook it in the day? That even now you chayiv malchus. Tamad lomar bashal mevushal mikol makom. Anyway, you chayiv even at any time. He argues, says the gemara, bashal mevushal afke rebbe litzli keder v'shamashkin. But we already learnt the bashal mevushal double lashon to tell me that it can't be in a pot roast and other liquids. Im kein le makra o bashal bashal o mavushal mavushal. My bashal mavushal. Why did it change the word? Shmamin atarti. We'll learn both halachas out of it. Number one, you might be chayiv in the afternoon. And number two, all liquids are included. Tana Rabbanan. Achal tzli mi bod yom chayiv. If you ate tzli in the day, you chayiv. You ate Karban Pesach roasted during the day, you chayiv. Ukizayis na mishach hashecha, chayiv. And if you eat a kezayis of na at night, you're chayiv. Katani tzli, dumi adana. They're compared. Ma na balav, af tzli balav. Just like one is a lav, the other one is a lav. Bishloma na, tziv al tochum imenu na. But na it says, don't eat na. El tzli minalan. How you know about tzli? Dichsiv it says, v'achlu es habasar balayla hazeh. Balayla in biyom lo. Only at night and not at day. Right? Since you ate it by day, you didn't do the mitzvah. It's a very, very strange gemara.
Didn't do the mitzvah. How can you, maybe you'll do the mitzvah again?
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone asked that question.
And how do you know it means the day before? Maybe it means the next day.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Very, very difficult pshat here, no? So Sfasem has asked that question. What does it say over here? It must be, he answers, that when you eat the Karban Pesach during the day, you mevatel your chance to eat it later at night. I don't know why.
Why? Because maybe we hold that you're supposed to have an appetite. And if you eat it beforehand, you ruin you're ruining later on. If you don't have an appetite for the Karban Pesach, then maybe you're not here. It's the same way you're supposed to have an appetite for the
Pesach. Right. Well, that could be. Sounds like you might ask the question. Halav haba mechal asehu. This is not a lav, it's an asei. V'chol halav haba mechal asei is an asei. Amr of Chista, Hamani, who is his goal like? Rabbi Yehuda he. It goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and what we'll do is we'll stop here, because there's nowhere to stop. It's a long thing about Rabbi Yehuda, where he'll get to the, I know, we're not going to finish the page. There's too much to talk about in this page. The next volume starts at the Mishnah. So we'll stop here. We'll stop here at the Beis Hamikdash at the top, and we'll continue tomorrow. Everybody have a good day, and everybody have a good Shabbos.